It is time to chat the not news. Some of the things in the headlines this morning that might not necessarily have been there for all the right reasons. Here to take us through it, Jeff Field is in from the newsroom. Morning, Jeff.
Good morning. I can make a roll gold guarantee that this is the most ridiculous segment on Sydney radio.
I enjoy it. I enjoy it a lot.
So much because every story that I'm about to tell you actually did make news sites.
Oh,
this
boy.
Is the scary thing about this segment. Now, let's start off with the royal family.
Oh, good.
Kate Middleton and Prince William have been married for more than 8 years, but rarely show public displays of affection in public. This is coming from a news site. But royal fans were treated to a rare display of affection between the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge at Royal Ascot on Tuesday. Despite being summer in the UK right now, Royal Ascot attendees were forced to find cover as rain hit the festivities. Fortunately for Kate, William was on hand with his umbrella, with the prince happy to do the honours of protecting his wife from the rain, and they cuddled each other under the umbrella.
I'm going to skip right past that and have a bit of an existential crisis. You said it's been 8 years since they got married? I was thinking like
8 years.
Four? Jeez.
8 years, yeah.
Okay, time is a thing.
There we go. But so that there's a big story that they showed public affection under an umbrella.
Good Lord, I think
that is outrageous.
Stop the presses.
The second one. Now, I might need some help. Actually, we've got one of our volunteers in here, Josh, who might be able to help me on this because I don't watch this show.
You've been thrown under the bus here, Josh. Yep. You're looking nervous.
Rumours surfaced earlier this week that Voice Australia contestants Jack Vigdon and Sheldon Riley were secretly dating. But Sheldon 19 set the record straight on Wednesday, revealing that he does in fact have a boyfriend, but it's not Jack. The teenage singer confirmed to Channel 9's Honey site that he's dating a man named Zachary Tomlinson and couldn't be happier.
I'm going to jump in again with the word teenage. Why are we speculating about a teenager's relationship on national TV? That seems a bit creepy.
I know. The whole thing. And look, I do know who Jack Vigdon is. I met him when I was at another radio station, when he was on another reality show. Yeah, Jack's a nice guy, but he seems to go from reality show to reality show, and he's looking different these days. I'm making no judgment there, but as you say, what in the public interest is this story?
I'm going to assume he's underage if he's teenage. Is he? I don't know. Maybe he's 19. Still creepy.
Do you know anything about this,
not
Josh?
At all.
This isn't registering
is
with you.
I also do not own a TV. I have only watched The Voice at my parents' house when I visited recently.
I've got rid of that story. And finally, we seem to be on a TV theme this morning. Getaway star Katrina Rowntree has revealed the unusual way she prefers to fit in her daily exercise while travelling the world and running her busy family life. She has told news.com that after her shower, she doesn't bother putting on clothes and instead does a workout in the nude.
Why aren't I paid for this?
Well,
I'll do some...
Do you want to be a travel reporter?
I mean, I'm happy to put on one of those like 80s workout DVDs and do some of that at home and then get paid for it. I've realised you just tore the paper that you're meant to read, aren't you?
Yeah.
The paper you tore up before has something on it, doesn't it?
Sorry, you were saying, Katrina Rowntree doing her exercises in the nude counted as a story.
Why am I not being paid for interviews like this? I'll make something up.
Oh, my God. Katrina, if you're listening, I'm sorry I actually brought that up. But yeah, that was printed in several news sites this week. So let's finish up with something credible.
Right.
And I'm annoyed about this. In Canada, they have approved the Trans Mountain Expansion Project after a federal court sent it back for review last summer. Are you aware of this story?
I am. I saw this for the first time yesterday on Twitter, and I hate myself for having a flash of relief that Australia is not the only country stupid enough to approve something like this, thinking directly of Adani, and then immediately went back into a depression.
Well, the decision could pose a challenge for the once popular Prime Minister, Justin Trudeau, as he heads into an election season. Now, Mr. Trudeau has announced the new approval and said that all revenues the federal government earns from that project will fund a transition to a green economy. That sounds like announcing something after the horse has bolted.
This morning we have news coming through of a polar bear being found about 100 k's south of where it should be in a Russian city.
I saw that yesterday.
It's
terrible.
Out of food. It's wandered down into metropolitan Russia. Yeah, we've got a photo doing the rounds on the internet in, I think it's Norway, one of the other Scandinavian countries, with the sled dogs running through ankle-deep water on this big ice plane that should be frozen. Everything is burning. Let's approve a coal mine and an oil pipeline. I am furious.
Well, this is like Anastasia Palaszczuk, a Labor government, mind you, saying that every possible protection will be in place for the black-throated finch and there will be no pollution going to the reef. Do you believe that?
Absolute garbage. I am furious.
That is crap.
Garbage.
Pretty much like some of the stories in this segment. Let's finish off on the weather.
Please do.
It's freezing.
Great.
It's one solitary, sad degree in Penrith as we speak.
Oh, and doesn't it feel it?
And
global warming can't be a thing, though. It's 1 degree in Penrith. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm gonna be mad somewhere else.
All right. Look, with the vision of Katrina Rowntree doing her morning exercise, I'm leaving the studio.
Oh, that's the one you ended on. Thanks, Jeff.
Bye.
Field with the not news for another week.